This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, broadcasting worldwide. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And unfiltered by the deep state scum. Born free and dying free. This is America and the world awakening. This is your life, your decision. All right. Enrique Tarrio, Tarrio2020.com. I was about to say, everybody's got to run for office just for the bully pulpit. You get on TV locally, even if it's for low-level positions. You get on national TV, other areas. And you just engage in the information war. And then a lot of times, you win. And they're so demonizing the Proud Boys as a terrorist group, none of that's true, that they're scared of Americans standing up and defending themselves when Antifa attacks men, women, and children. And so running for office is key. And then everybody getting out in the third dimension is key. And then realizing what an amazing blessing it is to do that and to experience that. And then Jacobs was saying something, too. You know, it's important to get engaged and stop lying down. I agree to violent globalists and the ones that know what they're doing. How do you, though, bridge that line or thread that needle where some of these leftists really are mentally retarded? And yeah, they're mean and vicious, but there's like some way to ever reach out to them. So let's walk through that there in the short segment, longer segment coming up here in a moment. And the exciting news that a lot of Proud Boys are getting elected. Tell us more about that.
Like I said, it's a gift and a curse to be banned on social media. It gets you, it gets the energy going. It gets that true sense of compassion for our country. We need to stop sitting back in our, like on our computers and thinking that just hitting the share button does anything. And the Proud Boys are the example of what we do when we get banned on social media. I mean, this weekend with Governor Cuomo, it was 15 men and women. This included a group of Latinos for Trump there. And all the headlines were how small our numbers were. Well, 15 people made this huge difference in New York City, in this fascist state, where like is showing on the TV, where pedophiles get 3-month sentences and people for defending themselves get 4 years in prison. Those men did not deserve that. Those men did not deserve that. There was no victims in the trial. NYPD testified with us that day. It's a travesty what happened to these guys.
We're going
to
play the Fredo
so angry about it.
Video next segment, but that's like saying it was probably only 15 men. I think it was only like 20-something. It was only 20-something men that started the Boston Tea Party and threw the tea over and then created the war that defeated the empire no one had defeated and created the most powerful country in the world's ever seen that, you know, invented almost everything. I mean, what did it do with 20-something people dressed up like Native Americans going onto a ship? I mean, what did that do? They said the same thing. They met at the Green Dragon and had beer. Year too. They were probably drunk when they did it, you know. I mean, I love that. You're nobody. That's why they're trying so desperately to lock you all up.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. And one thing that I think we need to hit on is a lot of times they say, you know, this is a small group of people. These are people who are Nazis or fascists. They always try and push you into a corner where people say, oh, that's too controversial.
Yeah, you're a small group of men that came out when they'd beat up any women and children at public events, and then you'd kick 100 of their asses when they attacked you. How horrible. You're a small group. How dare you do that? The few, the proud, standing up for freedom. How you lay down and take it. Lay down and take it, Enrique. Lay down and I mean, I know that, Jacob, you got beat up in New York just covering Roger Stone by Antifa, and the police did nothing. A bunch of them attacked you.
Well, and that's the thing, Alex. These people don't see us as humans, so unless they know that we like the same music, we watch the same films, same TV shows, read some of the same books. We have to humanize ourselves to them to the point where they can't ignore it. But yes, I was in D.C. covering Stone's trial, and this mob of rabid Antifa marched out into the middle of the street. I was just trying to get back into Trump Tower, and these people would not clear the road. So I finally just said, the hell with it.
I'm gonna stay right there. We're going to be back on the other side with Jacob Ingles, Enrique, and we've got Savannah right here as well. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that causes gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Vandalism apparently at the hands of neo-fascist group. Posters and banners with the Proud Boys website were found on New York City bridges and tunnels this morning. The banners included what the governor described as anti-Italian American stereotypes and extremist right-wing propaganda. Governor Cuomo said, quote, New York is not intimidated or threatened by neo-fascists. Just last month, two members of the Proud Boys group were sentenced to prison for violence in Manhattan.
Kingsman's ancestors did work for the king. There you go. And they're in jail for defending themselves. Fredo is a thug. He hit and ran at a public fair drunk, and they let him go because he's the governor's son. The video's up on InfoWars.com. Epic video, Proud Boys, troll Fredo Cuomo in New York City. Savannah Hernandez is riding shotgun with us, with Enrique Tarrio, the Proud Boys, and Jacob Ingles, who writes for a lot of big publications, including InfoWars.com, and, of course, Confidant of Roger Stone. Speaking of political prisoners, Enrique, Savannah, and, of course, Mr. Ingles, this political persecution is getting out of control, and Trump needs to take action. I mean, everywhere I go in public, leftist women go, I can't wait till you're in effing prison, and thank God the government took your kids. I go, I didn't have my kids taken. They go, look, I mean, these are they want my kids? They want me in jail? I mean, did I murder somebody? No, I love America. And so here's the key, and I want to ask you all about this. I love, Mr. Tarrio, your shirt for Congress. How in the O, it's the Betsy Ross flag, an abolitionist who was trying to outlaw slavery. They almost did it in the first Constitution. England led it worldwide doing it. So England gets blamed for getting slavery banned. They supposedly created it because they stopped it. Still going on in areas of Africa, but I'm ranting. The point is that The ADL came out with Nike, remember? And Nike got rid of the shoes that had the American flag on them because the original American flag scared Kaepernick. Well, the ADL, so the Department of Law Center, now say you can't do the OK sign, which is international symbol for everything's good. Underwater, military, you name it. Everybody knows that. Now it's the bro fist. It just means, if anything, I think black folks kind of came up with that. Like, hey, let's not shake hands. Let's fist bump. I mean, I know that's where I learned it growing up in Dallas, was from black friends of mine. But it doesn't matter. The ADL knows that it's not bad. They know the OK symbol's not bad. They know the fist bump isn't bad. They know the Betsy Ross flag isn't bad. If they can say those things are bad, they can ban anything. If you can ban the American flag, and you can ban the OK symbol, you can ban a bro fist. Or give me a bro fist, Savannah. Look how evil we are right now. If you can do, you can ban anything. And I'm going to do a joke thing in the next few weeks, a satire, where I'm going to say white supremacists are using the smiley face, ADL considering banning it, and then I'm going to say, and also the N in the alphabet offends, because the first letter of the unspoken word. And I bet it gets picked up, just like 4chan's troll of the OK, and I bet they ban the letter N within 1 year, and I'm not joking. And let's just start, because it's about banning language. Guys, you want to comment? I'm going to stop ranting.
This is all about thought crimes. We're being prosecuted for thought crimes. We see that with Roger Stone. It's insane to me that a governor is involving himself with 15 people sitting on the street. And you said this before. You said this on the previous segment. You said that these people are victims, and that's very true. They actually believe that they're fighting this Nazi cause, right? Anti-Nazi cause, where we had to get the FBI involved in this event in New York because of the threats that we were getting online. They want to hurt us. They want to kill us. When you rolled around in the armored vehicle, what would happen to you? What would happen to you if you got off that vehicle and you sat in that crowd for, I don't know, 5 minutes?
I had, in that case, 4 security guys with me. You know, been all over the military, Blackwater, everything. And they said they never seen anything like it. I mean, I had hundreds of Antifa run across the street in Dallas, surround me, start attacking me, and the police would not help us. We were just trying to get to the convention center. They would not let us get in the convention center. So, yes, at first I rented the armored vehicle twice. I bought it now because I'm going to go all over the country, and it's used. I got a good price on it. And literally, we've seen anti-events here in Austin at a Beto event where 500 Antifa tried to surround us. The state police had to stop them. This way we can pull up and let them attack and show everyone what's happening and broadcast from inside and show the police stand down. In some jurisdictions like Austin, the state police were there. They did their job. Everywhere else, they stand down. Like in New York, you know, they stood down and let them attack, and people defended themselves. They admit that you guys were attacked. But, again, fighting back against a meth head leftist is an arch crime.
Yeah. And I asked that same question I asked you. I asked that question to the journalists that were covering our side of the events. And I'm like, hey, what would happen if you guys go to the other side? And they just nodded. They're like, no, we're not going to go to this side. We're going to stay on this side. That shows you that we're not this violent group that the media portrays us as. And it shows, we saw this with Andy Ngo. We see this with InfoWars. We've seen journalists and activists, the acts of violence that are perpetrated against us for simply thinking differently, right? Savannah, Owen, yourself, when you go out there, you know, there's a chance that you might get killed by these people. You know, that's what they want to do. They want to kill you. They start by throwing milkshakes to humiliate you, silly string, and then they hit you over the top of the head like they're about to do with Andy Ngo. They throw milkshakes, they break windows,
hammers.
Throw hammers at people. And I'm tired. Something needs to happen. These guys need to get labeled as a domestic terrorist group. They need to happen, and that's one of the primary things that I'm going to do. When I get elected to Congress, one of these things is fight these people back. Put them behind bars. Put them in prison, because that is where they belong. They're a bunch of animals. Look at this. I mean, this is nuts. This is America today. This is the left that the America wants. This is the future that they want. They want us to fear ourselves. But one thing I'm going to tell you, Alex, I am not going to sit here and allow this to happen. I'm going to keep going over there, and if Andrew Cuomo decides that he wants to jail people for simply for simply having a different thought than them, then you know what? I will keep going back and I will sit behind those bars happily. Because
well, that's amazing, and that's how we got this country, is people willing to stand up for freedom. And let me, you brought up, and Rachel, we got to have you on more. We've been on many times, but you bring up so many really central points I haven't thought of. It's true. The media all over always goes to the conservative or nationalist or patriot side, even though they're attacking us. They'll never go with Antifa because the left in general is so vicious. They just attack people that don't look like zombies. They're just nasty people. They attack Savannah when she doesn't even have an InfoWars thing just because she doesn't look degenerate. They literally go, oh, you're pretty or you're well kept. You must be evil, and start attacking because misery loves company. I mean, it's crazy. They are the baddies. Amazing. Mr. Engels, thanks for writing the story. Any other comments here at the end of this segment?
Well, the crucial important point is they've dehumanized us to the point that they no longer view us as human. So therefore, it starts with a milkshake, like Mr. Cario says, and it ends with a bullet. This is not a joke. This is not a game. So if you're a patriot, if you're an info warrior, if you're someone that's out there, keep yourself safe. Travel in groups. Don't get caught alone. Because when I got caught alone in D.C. and had a rabid mob of lesbian feminazis spitting in my face like dinosaurs and then punching me as I'm wiping the spit out of my face, it's insane. I couldn't.
And no one was there to help you, folks. First they deplatform you, then they imprison you. God bless you. Great job, everybody.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you. Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Nick Baggage is coming up here in just about 2 minutes.
War on corruption.
That's right.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
He's always got a lot of subjects he's going to cover. We trust him. We love him. We don't even check what he's going to get into. It's always interesting, and I'll usually have my lunch on Friday and listen to the show. I already had my lunch during the break, but I'll still be listening to it when I'm doing some work. And then the War Room's coming up with Owen Schroyer. And the only way we get out to new people is when you tell them about the local radio station you're listening to, or band.video, or infowars.com/show, and then share that link. So thank you, because we're in this together. But I'd like to get his take in a moment on this. I've been harping on Fiona Hill and her testimony yesterday, off and on throughout the last couple hours, because she says, I'm not a globalist and I don't work for George Soros. When she's high-level CFR, the preeminent globalist organization, she writes for a publication called The Globalist. She is a globalist thoroughbred. I mean, if she was a racehorse, she'd be, in the world of globalism, a Kentucky Derby winner. Okay, I mean, of the top 50 globalists, she's in there. I mean, she's like the globalist. Didn't take rocket science to go, hey, Trump, get her out of there. She's a Soros operative. They get her up there, and they say, she says, no, I'm nothing about globalism. She says, I am a leftist, and I don't work for George Soros. No, you just are on the board of his main foundation, and are a huge pusher of globalism. That's why you write for a foreign policy publication called The Globalist, advising world leaders on better governance in globalism. I'm quoting the site right now. So, we're just calling you what you say you are. They say it's anti-Semitic. Well, she's not Jewish. What? Why do they keep injecting something about Jews in here? That because we talked about Vitamin being a liar. I don't even know that's a Jewish name. It's just unbelievable. So this is what they're doing, and they brag, oh, Roger Stone's in jail for lying, and Alex Jones, ha, ha, ha. This is perjury. Roger Stone's going to jail for perjury and did nothing, didn't perjure. He said, no, I've not talked to Julian Assange, because he hadn't. He tried to talk to him. He talked to WikiLeaks people. It's like saying, did you talk to Alex Jones? You've never talked to me? You never talked to me. And if you talk to somebody that works here, you've talked to InfoWars. You haven't talked to Alex Jones. It's like saying, I called up his brother when he was a U.S. senator, his dad was a congressman, and said, can I talk to Congressman Begich? Well, no, he's out. And I said, I talked to Congressman Begich, and he told me he was out. No, you talked to his secretary. So see, it's the same stuff. He didn't perjure himself. He's facing prison, convicted. This lady goes, I'm not a globalist. I don't work for George Soros. It's on video. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a right-hand woman of him. On the board of the Open Society Foundation. That's the captaining center orblet of one of the most important battle stations of the globalist. I mean, she's like one of the generals on the Death Star, okay? It's like saying, she's like, I don't work for the Empire. And I don't work for Lord Palpatine. And she's in the damn uniform of it. You're like, you're in a gray uniform on a Star Destroyer. No, I'm not. Like, yeah, you are. Here you are. Here's your old bio. Imperial Fleet, you know, joined 30 years ago, worked up to Rear Admiral, worked for, I mean, it's the level. It's
So I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Baggage here in a moment, Dr. Nick Baggage, expert on 5G, all the rest of it. But just understand, they're trying to take us down. I didn't even plug last hour, so I'll do it now. Black Friday sales are here, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off on your next order. Goes in your little bank there. Never done before. And it gets better. We're going to sell out of the NA Force by Christmas, and more won't come in until January, February, maybe. We know what's selling right now. It'll sell out by Christmas. But I'm still keeping 50% off. And I'm going even further because I want the people who've never gotten DNA Force to experience it. The PQQ, the CoQ10, what does your whole body regenerating cells, everything from the inside out. I want you to experience Brain Force Plus, the amazing nootropic, good, clean, focused energy that's good for your brain, not bad for it. Mental stamina, a free bottle of our best-selling product. It's our best-selling overall. We sell more of this than any other supplement. Toothpaste outsells it, but it's not a supplement. Number one best-selling product, free. With our flagship product, because I want you to have this, and I want you to get it. We have the new toothpaste that remineralizes your teeth with the silver salt patented and all the rest of it, 25% off introductory. That's super silver. Super blue is sold out. We have the children still. It has iodine and silver. So check that out, InfoWarsStore.com. And this is as big a sale as what we did last Christmas. That had been our biggest up to that time. And with the triple Patriot points, it's the biggest ever. This is the biggest sale ever. Can only run through next Friday. There's no reviews yet, again, of the new toothpaste and the combo. So whenever you see that, this is a new thing. It's got five-star reviews. People have been able to review it. And just get all those at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A lot of other big specials. Too many to name them all. Viso Beach back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, Amazing B12, back in stock, 50% off. Krill Oils is sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Super Silver Skin Creams in the big tubes is back in stock, 25% off. Pollen Block, amazing, 50% off. It's a natural way to do it. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, 25% off. It's all there. All right, Nick Baggage, I appreciate him hosting. He's taking over now. If he can just, as a smart guy from a political view, give me his take on Fiona Hill, and then he'll cover whatever he wants after that. And, Doctor, please come on next week as a guest in general just about 5G and your view on that on my main show. But thank you, sir, and God bless.
Hey, you know, the whole testimony, listening to that yesterday and the Lieutenant Colonel's testimony, this is the problem with really career bureaucrats that really last from generation to generation, from administration to administration. And this is one of the things that I frequently talk about, because the elected official, especially someone like Donald Trump, President Trump gets elected. He hadn't been in a system where he really got to know how it's played out. And so he's learning trial by fire, you know. And these folks on the inside in these positions do have strong positions, do have strong ideas, and sometimes they're quiet and they kind of ride things out. But for these two characters, this was sort of their 15 minutes of fame, I guess. But here, let's look at the issue of what's in play. They're saying that President Trump made some influence to push people to look at Biden's son. I don't necessarily believe that. I think there may be some people around him that were pretty zealous to see that story break and get told. And I think some of the people around President Trump might have pushed that agenda pretty hard. But stop and think about it. Why shouldn't they? If it was Donald Trump's agenda or George Bush or someone else doing something that was illegal. In fact, it's illegal for an American citizen to bribe people to engage in activity that deals with bribery and corruption, no matter where in the world you are. You don't have to be in the United States to be convicted of that in the United States. So when Biden's son is getting $83,000 a month as a board member, I can tell you it wasn't because he was an expert in oil and gas. It was because he was related to the vice president of the United States. And that's corruption. That's personal gain.
And they're trying to say challenging the permanent deep state and going after corruption is bad. I think that inversion is going to fail, but they are going to get the impeachment passed. He will face trial. It's going to be spectacular. And I predict they're going to launch a bunch of other scams to discredit the president during that scam. This is just the launch platform for the other scams. EarthPulse.com's Baggage great website. Check it out, EarthPulse.com. He'll take over in just a few minutes. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern ball reveres. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back on this Friday afternoon. And it's always a pleasure to sit in and to work with the team down there in Austin. I'm coming to you from my home in Anchorage, Alaska. I started to miss you the last couple of weeks. You know, just before the break, we were talking a little bit about the corruption and Fiona Hill and the Lieutenant Colonel's testimony the last few days. And, yeah, I did have occasion to listen to most of it. And I can tell you, you know, the whole issue, kind of how they frame the words, just sort of how they twist it all. In a trial, obviously, a lot of that was hearsay, secondhand information, information that would never be considered. And then I watched how the D's kind of made that whole issue of hearsay kind of a lawyerish sort of comment. And I'm sure their polling told them lawyers are held kind of in low esteem by a lot of the world. So, you know, again, think about words and propaganda and the shaping of words and what that means. You know, and I say it often, I've used the word bribery in place of the word campaign contribution because they're kind of interchangeable. It depends on the culture. You know, when you have committees and when you have brown paper bags. Well, in Ukraine, you know, by way of disclosure, I do a little bit of business in that part of the world, as well. But, you know, when I think about this, when I look about, Biden and the situation, you gotta know something about the business you're being paid for, or it's something else, or you're paying for something else. And I can tell you, here's how board seats work. You either know something that you're contributing, you know, some knowledge that they need that's, you know, part of their charter, part of their business plan, or it's political. And that's not unusual either. Look at boards. Look at all of them. Look at the U.S. corporations, the biggest one in the interlocking boards and what those interlocking boards do and what companies they manage and control. And then take a look at those circumstances and all the things surrounding that, and you get a whole different picture of what is happening in the world. And that different picture, that different analysis of what you see and what you see in the world really begins to show up. And it's a narrative. And that's even the word that's used, is a narrative. And when you think about this, it's just like a fiction. It's you create the fiction, and then you get it to the press, and then you quote it as if it's real. And if you think about this, this is one of the things that was being talked about when all of these recent hearings about everything that Donald Trump has tried to do since he was elected president. And then it's the bureaucracy that has moved against him, and an anonymous whistleblower. And I get that. I understand that. But someone who is blowing a whistle at some point needs to face those that they accuse. And that's really the standard of law and decency in the United States. When I worked in the union movement years ago, anonymous complaints, they were pitched. You know, they weren't valid. You can't move against someone with some anonymous accusation. It doesn't work that way. Whether it's in something like union politics or a courtroom. And yet here in the Congress, where they make law, they don't get that. So when I listen to all that testimony, I want to put it all into a different narrative context.
The exhibition in progress at the Colosseum in Rome features a reconstruction of a statue of Moloch, a terrible ancient deity associated with mass child sacrifice, that greets visitors at the entrance of the historical site. Prior to the Phoenicians, the Hebrew Bible identifies Moloch as a god of the Canaanites and was associated with child sacrifice, either through fire or war. And God constantly forbade and warned the Jewish people of worshiping or sacrificing to Moloch. And when they fell into temptation, their society fell alongside their righteousness. Parco describes the Moloch statue as, quote, a reconstruction of the terrible deity Moloch, and will be stationed at the entrance to the Colosseum to welcome visitors to the exhibition. The statue was positioned in a prime spot where everyone who entered had to pass it and be subject subject to the perception of its powerful presence. The statue of Moloch displayed by Parco's exhibition at the Colosseum is an identical replica of the statue of the same deity constructed for the 1914 silent Italian film Cabiria, which is set during the Second Punic War of the 3rd century BC, a war regarded by ancient historians as the greatest war in history, and the film was released just 2 months before the breakout of World War I, which is undoubtedly one of the greatest wars of modern times. The 1914 production portrays heinous religious rituals where children are offered up as sacrifices to a giant bronze Moloch statue, depicted as a humanoid bull, where they are burned alive in a furnace compartment built into the statue as a chest cavity. The screenwriter and primary creative force of the film was Gabriele D'Annunzio, an author and Italian elitist with a severe case of megalomania, who essentially invented fascism, predating Mussolini and Hitler, and introduced Italy to nihilism. He felt that representative democracy was too bourgeois for him, and it lacked a dramatic arc over the centuries. Essentially, he thought the average person was too dumb for democracy to work, and therefore, D'Annunzio called it a foolish endeavor. He felt the state should just get out of the way of all the brilliant people who lust after power, and that perpetual imperial expansion would help continue the beautiful and glorious wars around the world. D'Annunzio believed that a country was sustained by faith, not trust. Therefore, instead of trying to govern kindly or honestly, he thought a political leader should act like the head of a religion, not simply as a pope, but as a messiah to the governed. After serving in World War I, he resurrected the Roman straight-armed salute that would later be plagiarized by Hitler and the Nazis. Also in sync with fellow fascist Hitler, D'Annunzio was known to take a lot of cocaine. Just 9 days after the statue was erected, the Amazon Synod was opened at the Vatican Gardens, where the Pope and other top-ranking Catholic officials took part in a pagan ritual where shaman worshipped the fertility god Pachamama, represented by wooden statues of pregnant women. A statue of child sacrifice soon followed by the worship of fertility symbols that represent and celebrate procreation? What is going on in Rome? Even though Moloch feasts on the flesh of children in its fiery furnace, Moloch still needs God's creation, the fruits of fertility, before consuming the children as sustenance to survive. And despite its relevance fading into history, the revival of Moloch, the fallen deity, only opens the door to a future of an unconscionable past. This is Brian Wilson with InfoWars.com.
Wow. What a video. Hey, getting back to this issue of corruption and the games that are played, and I want to get back into what that video touched on in a moment. But talking about Biden again and the kind of corruption that's taking place, $1 million a year, $83,000 a month, basically, just about $1 million a year. That is corruption, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to talk a lot also about the big foundations that are formed after presidents leave office. I believe that's corruption, too. You know, the Clinton Foundation, $1 billion plus and growing. I mean, is that not corruption? I think so, you know, in a lot of different ways. When they were in, I remembered in thinking going into this show today about some of my friends in this line of work and the challenges faced 20 years ago. We're going to get into that right after this break.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Baggage. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. And thank you for being here this Friday afternoon. You know, talking about corruption of words and the word games that are being played right now, the important aspect of all of it is to kind of break through the fog and try and sort out the fact from the fiction. And I want to make a couple of, let's just assume that Donald Trump's team did want Biden investigated. Well, why not if he broke the law? Shouldn't he be investigated, or should he be insulated? Insulated or investigated? A pretty good question for the public, actually. And when it comes to Americans in other countries, actually, the law does extend. We're one of the countries, one of the few countries where our anti-corruption laws bind you as an American citizen, no matter where in the world you travel, you see, because that is the law of this land. And so if, in fact, there was corruption involved, it ought to be looked at. But I don't think asking someone to investigate corruption is corruption. You know, I think it's the right thing to do, actually. And I don't think they were necessarily withholding anything. I think Donald Trump withholds all foreign aid until he figures out why is it in America's best interest. And he listens to everybody. It might take a little bit of time. And at the end of that, he makes a decision, because that's what he ought to do, and not just believe these career bureaucrats on face. But listen carefully, analyze carefully, and make your own judgment as president of the United States. And, you know, sometimes the other team doesn't like what you decide, and that's why there is another team. But this team is the one in charge right now. And people are mad at Donald Trump. And really what I saw in those video clips in the last hour were people who are angry because he behaves badly. And he does in a lot of ways. He's got a personality that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. He's not someone that you might bring home to your mother for dinner, you know, and expect a polite conversation all the time. But I think Donald Trump says what's on his mind. And sometimes it comes out in a crass way. And that's who he is, for goodness sake. And everybody knew it when they elected him. The same people angry about his behavior are still angry, but his words are clear, and he expects performance. And NATO's dancing around because they're not carrying their weight in Ukraine. We are. And NATO needs to buckle up in Ukraine and in all of Europe where their interests, if they feel their interests, are at stake, and start paying the bill that America has been paying. And Donald Trump is not happy about that either. So he's asking all these groups of people, these networks, the European Parliament's ambassador to listen to all the BS from the European Union, and then he needs to get the input from NATO and listen to all the BS from the NATO partners who don't pay their share as good partners might. You know, they're not partners. They become parasites. Driving the international agenda for the United States? Is that how it goes? I don't think so. As for a globalist agenda, yeah, there actually is one. And it is real. And now, because of the global internet and the global network of communications and the global system of banking through the SWIFT system, you can control the whole ball game. And they want to go to a digital currency. This Bitcoin thing is to test it, because Bitcoin is a traceable thing, if you really think about it, because you can follow the chain, you see. Currency is going to be Bitcoin kind of thing one day, a digital matrix. It's happening, the discussion, even in Germany as we're talking today. Because people taking their money out of banks because they have a negative interest rate. They charge you for banking your money. So a lot of big companies bought big safes and moved about a lot of cash into vaults. Well, they don't like that. So they want to use a digital currency in Germany. So you can't do that. So you got to pay the negative interest rates to keep your money in their system as a little digital entry that can be blipped out of existence. You know, and then on gold in Europe and Germany, now if you buy €1,000 of gold less than an ounce, it has to be recorded, because one day they're going to tax gold in the vault, I guarantee, or they're going to take it like they did in the U.S. and other places in the 30s. Then you see a run on gold by central bankers starting to accumulate it, small countries, big countries alike. Why is that? Well, stop and think about it. You think these people don't know what's coming? They are what's coming, for goodness sake. And the propaganda wars, the info wars, where this network started, info wars, the war is on for your mind, right? And where I started now 25 years ago was changing the way we see the world, because I thought we could see a little bit differently, maybe change it, you know, and I think we can. I still think we can after a quarter century of watching a lot of degradation. And before the break, the last break, this reminded me of when Ross Perot ran for president and the establishment was really uptight. And they took out all the stops to beat this man up and his family in any way they could get to him until they diminished his ability to run. And at that time, there was a broadcaster that some of you will remember. It was Chuck Carter, now deceased. And someone reminded me of him this week, a listener. And Chuck was a consumer advocate, started out that way, and then became a little bit more political because he realized that's where the action was if you really want to change the world. But he was a nonprofit, which limited his political speech. A lot of people don't know this, but if you're a nonprofit, people can donate to you and give you money. You don't get political speech. 501c3, no way, man. You start speaking politically, they send an auditor into your place, which they did to Chuck for 3 years. They had an auditor from the IRS sitting in his office for 3 years, right? Think about that. And then he got a little financial stretch because he grew so fast because people really liked what he was doing and liked the alternative news he was providing. And it gave us a different view of the world that was needed back then. And when I remember listening to Chuck, he had a huge network, you know, big network. And they did everything to diminish it. Finally, they came in the back door. They came in. They financed his program, got him obligated, and then he lost his editorial voice at a certain point when the cash flow dropped and he was stuck. And then he was done. And then they wiped him out. And he passed, I'm sure, not a broken man, because he did make the difference. And the fire in his voice still echoes in the voice of all of us who remember him and still talk about the fact that that was about making change then, and this is about making change now, a quarter of a century later, and it's the same game, but the difference is this time there was an InfoWars that had a broader network, a bigger network, a network that couldn't be stifled out of existence, and it maintained its independence because you, listeners, supported this network and continue to do so. So there could be a free voice still in the game. And yes, it had a big influence on Donald Trump's election. It'll probably have a big influence on whoever wins the next election. But I can say this about that, is if it's coming out of Washington, D.C., it's coming out of a swamp. And let me give you some other examples of corruption. Real estate deal, stock insider information. How about gambling? You know, playing poker with the lobbyist, and the lobbyist always loses even on a full house or four aces. You know, how does that all happen? How about book deal? Big advances. Baltimore right now, children's book written by the mayor. Oh, why do people buy 100 grand worth of a children's book? Give me a break. You know, a lot of that does happen that way, I got to tell you. And, you know, look at the boards. Look at who's doing the decision making in these decisions and then ask yourself. And how do we combat that as Americans? What do we do with all of that? And then you've got, you know, Pelosi talking about creating news out of thin air and making it policy. I mean, are we going to go forward in this country and in the world creating policy based upon BS that someone wants us to consider fertilizer? This isn't the America that I grew up in, and one that I don't want my grandchildren or my great-grandchildren growing up in without knowing the truth about it. And the truth is, our words are what sets us apart and sets us free. And we don't have to agree with those words. We can change the channel. But what's important in this country and in favor of liberty and the pursuit of happiness and all things that we hold dear is a free voice. Because it is in the word that things change. It is in the word that the world is changed. And it's through InfoWars that we're all at the tip of the spear.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.